Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time where we stop to intentionally reflect upon the readings that are appointed for this day. I pray that as you hear God's word, you would allow it to enter into your life, that you would pray that the Spirit would open your ears and open your mind and open your heart as the word of God comes to you and speaks to you anew in this day. Now we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. O God, our true life, to serve you is freedom, and to know you is unending joy. We worship you, we glorify you, we give thanks to you for your great glory. Abide with us, reign in us, and make this world into a fit habitation for your divine majesty, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our psalm that's appointed for this day is the 46th psalm. The psalmist writes, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth be moved and though the mountains shake in the depths of the sea, though its waters rage and foam, and though the mountains tremble with its tumult. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be shaken. God shall help it at the break of day. The nations rage and the kingdoms shake. God speaks and the earth melts away. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come now, regard the works of the Lord, what desolations God has brought upon the earth. Behold the one who makes wars to cease in all the world, who breaks the bow and shatters the spear, and burns the shields with fire. Be still then, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. The word of the Lord. This reading is appointed for this day, which is the last Sunday in what we call the church year. The church year doesn't go by the calendar, but begins with Advent, the 4 weeks leading up to Christmas. And so the last Sunday of the church year, which happens to be this day, November 23rd, is called Christ the King Sunday. Sometimes it's called the reign of Christ, and reign is R-E-I-G-N, the ruling of Christ, and it lifts up the notion of how Christ is to rule in all that we do. Notice the prayer of the day. Our true life, to serve you is freedom, to know you is unending joy. What do? We glorify you, we worship you, we give thanks to you. We pray that you would abide with us, reign in us, and make this world into a fit habitation for your divine majesty. We pray that God's power would show forth in our world. And as I thought about all of that, this passage from Psalms struck with me. And the one verse that leapt out to me was verse 10. Be still then, and know that I am God. I thought about that because if we think about this day as lifting up the ruling of Christ, the reign of Christ, Christ as King, the question becomes, how do we live this out? Because in some ways, this day, the Christ the King Sunday, is a culmination, right? The liturgical year begins. You have Advent, where we proclaim the coming of Christ. And we have Christmas, the birth of Christ. And then Advent, where we see Christ's glory manifested. And then Lent, where we focus upon his suffering, leading to the cross. And we have Good Friday, where we hear of his death. And then Easter, where we celebrate the rising up from death into new life. That death couldn't hold him down, that the grave wasn't the final place, but he rose again and then moved into Pentecost, where the Spirit comes, and then the Sundays after Pentecost is a bunch of teachings that Jesus does to help us to grow in faith. And it culminates all of this into the last Sunday, where it's like, okay, how does Jesus rule in our life? And as I thought about that, part of it is, it begins with us seeing where Christ is at and how Christ is in our life. And in some ways, when we see that, when we look for where Christ is ruling and reigning in our life, sometimes what it causes us to have to do is to be still. Now, I will admit, and if you know me, you know that you go, okay, wait a minute, he's going to talk about being still. I am not a person who kind of is just still. And as I look at our world, I'm amazed. Our world is filled with all kinds of distractions. Most of us carry around these mini computers with us, our phones. And when we're waiting in line, what do? We pull out our phone. We scroll through, you know, what is on TikTok or Instagram or Facebook, right? Checking our emails, our text, you know, we're filled with all kinds of distractions. Or the other thing is, sometimes we have our phone and we'll connect them to us with either like earbuds or a old-fashioned a cable that connects, that we put in our ear to hear a podcast or music or whatever. Then in some ways in our world, it teaches us that silence isn't great. That we should constantly have noise and distractions. We have smartwatches that tell us notifications, what's going on in the world, give us signals for texts that come in and all kinds of things, that we're filled with all kinds of distractions. Sometimes we go in, and I know I'm guilty of this, I go home and I go into the living room and it doesn't matter what's on, but the first thing I do is turn on the TV. All of this noise that comes at us, the busyness of life. And we think in some ways, amidst the noise, amidst the busyness, that God is there. This passage reminds us that, wait a minute. No, it says, be still and know that I am God. It tells us God is our refuge and our strength. And it starts, and listen again to what it talks about. It tells us we have confidence in God's protection, and sometimes it's the distractions that we need that protection from. It says, you know, though, therefore we will not fear, though the earth be moved and the mountains shake in the depths of the sea, the waters rage and foam and the mountains tremble with its tumult. It's saying the world is this busy place. It's shaken up with all kinds of stuff, and yet God is that constant force to protect us from that busyness, the turmoil, the chaos, the violence, all the stuff that surrounds us. That God is in the city and present. And as it moves, it reminds us that God protects us amidst the chaos. We find security of God in the realm of the city, that God's presence is there in Zion. And now, God's authority is over all. And it calls us to be still, to quiet ourselves, to realize that God is there. And how often are we able to do that? It reminds me of the Old Testament story. Elijah is there, and there's all of these prophets of the god Baal. And there's this contest on the mountain between Elijah, and there's 300 prophets of Baal. And they have this debate. They're wondering, who is the true God? Right? And they have this contest where they said, okay, whose God can show forth? Right? The gods of Baal construct a campfire, for lack of a better word, right? The stack of wood, and they pray and they pray, and Elisha's egging them on, you know, maybe you need to be louder, or your God's not hearing you. Pray that the fire would come. And then when it's Elisha's turn, he builds his stack of wood, and he says, oh, wait a minute. Pour water on it. You know, no, pour more water. Pour water a third time. And then he prays to God, and poof, the wood is consumed in fire. And the people rise up because of the display of power, and they kill the prophets of Baal. And then the king, those in power, get upset, and Elijah goes off because he's worried and scared. Interesting that he's worried and uncertain, even though he's just seen this display of power. And he stands on the mountain, and God says that he's going to come. And it says as he's there is a mighty wind, a whirlwind that comes. But then the voice told him that God was not in the wind. And then there was an earthquake. And it said that God wasn't in the earthquake. And then there was a mighty fire that came along. But God wasn't in the fire. And then as he stood on the mountain, there was what some translations called a sheer silence. A silence. And it was in the silence that Elijah heard the still, small voice of God. I wonder sometimes, do we fill our lives with busyness? Are we too worried about all the stuff that's going around us? Are we too connected to our devices, our phones, our computers? All kinds of other stuff, television, that we miss that still small voice of God, that we miss the presence. How is it that we step back from everything to be still and know God? To hear where God is at work, to hear God's leading and prompting. Too often, we're consumed by busyness, and we think busyness equals productivity, that busyness is godliness. Busyness is doing stuff for the kingdom of God. The psalm reminds us the real work, allowing Christ the King in our life, allowing Jesus to reign in all that we do, isn't about being busy, making sure our planner is full, making sure we don't have any spare time. But in some ways, it's quieting ourselves being still, listening, waiting, abiding in the presence of God. I challenge you, as we're getting ready to enter into, in many ways, the busiest time of the year, as we prepare next week for Thanksgiving and people have family and friends that come, as the countdown to Christmas has already begun, and all the preparations and the stress and the chaos of everything that leads to Christmas and all the activities. I know more people tell me December is one of the busiest months they have. How is it that in this season of busyness, we be still and know that God is with us? How do we silence ourselves, quiet our mind, and listen in that sheer silence that Elijah heard, to hear that still, small voice of God? As we go forth, may we not get caught up in everything. May we be able to put away some of the distractions and see how God is ruling, how God is leading, how God is directing us. And how is it that we can be still and sense that presence of God all around us, even while the world continues to spin faster and faster? Amen. Let us pray. Holy and ever-present God, our refuge and our strength, we come before you in a world that often feels unsteady, where mountains tremble, waters roar, and nations rage. In the midst of all that shakes around us and within us, you speak a word that cuts through our fear. Be still and know that I am God. Teach us, O Lord, what it means to be still. Still our anxious hearts, still the noise that fills our minds, still the striving in us that believes we must hold everything together by our own strength. Draw us into the quiet confidence that comes from knowing that you are God and that we are not. Where we cling too tightly to control, loosen our grip. Where we rush and worry and scatter our energy, gather us again into your presence. Where our world is marked by conflict and division, speak your stilling word to the nations. Stop. Enough. Be still. Break the bows and scatter the spears that wound your beloved creation. God of Jacob, Lord of hosts, you are with us. You dwell in the midst of your people. You are our fortress and our help in every trouble. By your Spirit, open our hearts to trust your presence even when we cannot see the way forward. Help us to rest in your promise, to lean into your strength, and to know deep in our bones that you are God. Make us instruments of your peace, bearers of your calm, and witness to your steadfast love. Let the stillness you give become a gift we offer to a weary and anxious world. In the name of the one who stilled the storm and speaks peace to every troubled heart, we pray all of this in your holy name. Amen. And now, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.